Are we ready?
Wait, Jimmy.
All right, this is RMU Radio. I am Bobby, and over here we got Jimmy. We switched names.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about music today.
And we are.
We have not talked previously about what music we like, so this is going to be like a first time for us.
We had a very initial conversation, but we're just going to kind of figure it out right now.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask, who's like your favorite artist right now?
My favorite artist right now in like any specific genre that you're looking for?
Yeah, sure. Anything.
Anything. Okay, I'm probably going to stick to hip-hop. Do you know YBN Cordae?
I do, yeah.
That new album that just dropped?
Okay.
Probably one of my favorite rap hip-hop albums of the year so far. It was really good.
Very young talent.
Very young talent, yeah. I liked what he did a little bit prior, before the album, but really the album, The Lost Boy, was so good. It was just, a lot of it was chill at times, but it knew when to be, to pick up the pace at
the same time.
And he dropped some real sick bars on it as well.
Okay.
What about yourself?
Favorite artist. That's honestly really tough. I listen to a lot of different types of music, but if we're going to stick with hip-hop, I might have to go Kanye or Travis. Kanye,
definitely agree on the
just
Kanye
legends form. in the game of hip-hop. I like Travis's style. And, well, they're both very experimental in the way they produce music specifically. You know, Travis's Rodeo album was fantastic and honestly his best, if I have to say.
Absolutely.
And Kanye just had, all of his albums have something special to him.
You had a favorite Kanye album?
Oof. I get that question a lot.
It's a tough one.
It is tough.
Can I give you mine?
Go for it, yeah.
I'm going My Beautiful Dark Twisted
Fantasy. I was going to say that, yeah.
I think that's the best one.
Producer over here is shaking his head. He agrees. Yeah, like songs on like Runaway, So Appalled. Yeah. Just all.
I'm a big fan of Monster.
Monsters, oh my dude, Monsters, unbeatable.
I know there's a lot of Nicki Minaj hate.
Yeah,
her verse on that,
and I don't.
It's pretty good.
Her verse is pretty good. Like
it's
if really I don't good. Associate it with Nicki, I'm like, okay, that's pretty good. But then I gotta think of her and say, all right. But like,
I'm not like against her. I know there's the kind of general discussion around her, and
yeah, it's kind of weird.
At least in today's music. So
what else going on music wise?
We
got new people coming in. That's cool.
New people coming in. What did you think of the newest Kanye projects? The seven track ones?
Oh, Ye was all right. It wasn't his best. I can tell what he's doing and with the seven track albums, you know, really coming out in his producer way. But I didn't, it wasn't his best. I mean, it was all right at best.
I don't know if it was really meant to be his best. Do you even consider it like a full, I don't even consider it like
it's
an album.
It's an EP style. But, I mean, I kind of like the shorter albums because you get, it's quality over quantity, that kind of idea. So I like that it's shorter and we get kind of this one hit
situation. Yeah, I definitely agree. It was okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of like albums being either too long or too short, did you listen to the new Chance the Rapper album, The Big Day?
Dude, that thing sucks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I heard my brother actually listening to it and I yelled at him and I wanted to take his phone. But no. Yeah, that album was really bad.
I was excited going into that album because I liked acid rap.
Well, yeah, like
I was down with it, and then I thought Coloring Book was really good.
And then the artwork was cool.
Oh, God.
Sucked, dude.
All of those songs. Were
I mean,
so
some
boring.
Of them, just the things he said, it's so like I
his
mean,
worst bars to date.
It made me cringe. Yeah, it was horrific.
And every song,
terrible skits.
He would like start it off well. He'd have a good idea, and then he'd just ruin it.
Yeah, and he had like good features on there too, but he wasted them. And
it
was upsetting. Young Thug dropped an album. Did you hear that?
I have not,
that
honestly.
Was
I heard.
So good.
Wasn't that recent?
Yeah.
The past couple of days? I have not. Can I be honest?
Heat.
I'm not the biggest Young Thug fan. I will be honest.
We're going to have to disagree there because.
I have nothing against him. I'm just not the biggest fan of him. I don't really see the appeal.
Yeah, he doesn't make much sense when he raps, but that's kind of the appeal because you don't have
that's
to listen to what he's saying. Yeah, like I just kind of like. Listen to him when I run or work out, and it just sounds cool. So
I get that.
New album sounds cool, I guess.
I don't know. I do like lyrical rappers, I think, a lot more than your standard kind of I rap about money and women.
And on a real note,
it is
so hot in this room. You want to talk about that for a second?
It's a little.
For who's listening, it is so hot in this room. It's hot really. It's hot in my dorm, dude. I'm in Yorktown. It is like, I'd say 85. It's stupid hot. Like, I'm blasting AC in my room, thankfully.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the hallway's nuts.
I'm over in Madison. It's not too bad.
It's hot in the city, I guess.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Outside, it's bad.
It is horrific outside. I just checked the weather. It's going to be, like, hot. All right, producer just said 1 minute. And I lost my train of thought.
We're talking about the weather. You're talking about the weather.
Huh?
Saying it was hot.
Yeah, it was so hot. It was so hot. You should take it over it because I'm having a spasm attack.
What was yesterday? It was like 90? You know, a heat stroke. It happens.
It is. I'm sweating.
Heat's
right
getting
now.
To you.
Yeah. I mean, I was sweating over there. I was like, golly. But go. What now? What do you want to talk about now?
Well, we got a minute. Okay. Last quick thing.
Yeah.
Number one rapper of all time.
I haven't thought about that.
You
sound like you have an opinion.
I'm gonna say it's Tupac.
Tupac.
That's my pick.
That's usually what people say.
What about you?
I mean, if you're going for my opinion, I'd say Ye, just because of all his albums and I love all of them. But I'd probably say Tupac too. I mean, his legacy is just super good. And producer just twirled his fingers. So that means we got to wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening to Army Radio. I am Jimmy. And go ahead.
And I am Bobby.
Yep. All right. Go have fun. Bye.